Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. A very interesting fact is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not teach us to make dua for increase in anything except one. In Surah Taha, Ayah 114, Allah teaches us, Rabbi zidni ilma, my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Why increase in knowledge? Welcome to the first session of this new weekly Iman Booster series on having an Islamic character in times of trial, brought to you by Ikna Sisters. We have to learn what this Islamic character is and how we can embody it. So today, inshallah, we will remind ourselves of the importance of knowledge. In the next session, we will remind ourselves about the realities of this world. And one of them is that we are created in this world to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be tested. In the future sessions, inshallah, we will talk about how we should develop an Islamic character in the face of these trials. Anytime we want to know something, we have to have, we have a few resources at our disposal. We learn some things through our own five senses, like hearing and seeing and so on. Another source of information and knowledge are the people around us. We learn from them with the help of our intellect. And then there are certain questions that cannot be answered by our own intellect or by others around us. That information we can only get from revelation. And of course, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created us. He's the one who's going to provide us with that revelation, with that knowledge that we as human beings don't have the capacity to find out on our own. Another awesome thing I'm always fascinated with is how our physical bodies are made out of this earth. And so we get the nutrition for our physical bodies from this earth, from the foods that grow and live on earth. But our spiritual part of our being is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so its nourishment is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of revelation. So again, it is very important to realize that we need knowledge of this world and knowledge about our Creator and the purpose of our existence. Now, anytime we want to know something, we always try to find the gold standard of that information. If we have a certain illness, we want to seek an expert doctor's opinion. If we want to invest our money, we will go to an expert investor for that information. And so for our character building and for the way we live our lives, the gold standard is the Quran, which is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in Surah Zumar, Ayah 1, Allah tells us, the revelation of this book, the Quran, is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. And he uses his names Al-Aziz and Al-Hakim for the specific reason to tell us that the Almighty Allah, in his wisdom, has given us the ultimate book of knowledge, the Quran. Also in Surah Ahzab, Ayah 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have a good example to follow for him who hopes in the meeting with Allah and the last day and remembers Allah much. The first words ever revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Iqra from Surah Alaq. We are commanded to read, to gain knowledge, to understand things that we don't know. Secular knowledge provides us with skills that are necessary for us to take place in the society, to provide us with vocational training so that we can support ourselves and be financially independent. It sometimes awakens an interest in knowledge itself. It can lead us to be critical thinkers and to appreciate the culture and the moral achievements of humankind. But the main purpose of secular education is to teach individuals to live a successful life in this world. But the purpose of seeking knowledge in Islam goes above and beyond just the worldly benefits. It is to inculcate excellence in man through knowledge and action and etiquettes. So the purpose of knowledge in Islam is to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to gain the good of this world and not to destroy it through wastage, arrogance, and in reckless pursuit of higher standards of material comfort. Knowledge in Islam leads us to spread freedom and dignity, truth and justice in the world. Again, it is not to gain power and dominance for its own sake. Islamic knowledge is there to guide us to serve as Khalifa, the representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Islamic knowledge gives you the confidence to have a strong Muslim identity and elevate your self-worth in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our gaining of knowledge must be of twofold then. Getting knowledge of this world as well as knowledge of our deen, because these two worlds are fundamentally inseparable for the healthy nurture of the whole human being. And both of these kinds of knowledge should lead us to giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His creation their rightful place on earth and in our hearts. So in Surah Fatir, ayah 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, "It is those of His servants who have knowledge, who stand in true awe of Allah. Indeed, Allah is Almighty, most forgiving." So the more we learn about Allah through His names and His attributes and through His creation, the more amazed we are at our supreme and majestic Rabb. There are several ahadith about the importance of knowledge. I will only be able to share a few with you today. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a Tirmidhi hadith, "The seeking of knowledge is obligatory for every Muslim." In a Tirmidhi hadith, he said, "A father gives his child nothing better than a good education." In a Sahih Muslim hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "When a man dies, all his deeds come to an end except for three: an ongoing charity, beneficial knowledge, or a righteous son who will pray for him." And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in another Tirmidhi hadith, he said, "God, His angels, and all those in the heavens and on the earth, even ants in their hills and fish in the water, call down blessings on those who instruct others in beneficial knowledge." What a beautiful hadith. Abu Huraira reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever travels a path in the search of knowledge, Allah will make easy for him a path to paradise." And this is a Muslim hadith. So seeking knowledge is a duty upon every Muslim, and there are no better role models of this best practices of seeking knowledge than the righteous companions who lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we can learn so much from them in the way they implemented their knowledge in their lives. Khadija radiallahu anha was a businesswoman and a righteous person of deen. Aisha radiallahu anha narrated thousands of ahadith. The male companions would come and ask her questions after the passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she was a medicine woman of her time as well. Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum were successful businessmen and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's right hands in the path of Allah. Abu Huraira, we also mentioned earlier in a hadith, is another name that we have all heard of because of how many ahadith he has narrated. He was a role model sahabi for gaining knowledge. He would memorize everything that he learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gave up the possibility of being a rich person by trading, and instead he would sit at the masjid all day so that he could record everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the people who came with questions. Ibn Abbas was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's cousin, who spent a lot of time learning from him from a very young age. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even made a beautiful dua for Ibn Abbas, saying, "O Allah, teach him the knowledge of the book, which is the Quran." So he's a great scholar of Islam who we still study from till today. So what these companions had in common about gaining knowledge were some principles that they followed in acquiring it. Inshallah, I will share a few with you today. They sought the knowledge of Islam with sincerity and open hearts. So again, we need to seek beneficial knowledge to improve our worship, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have success in both worlds, inshallah. They made time for gatherings of knowledge. We can take inspiration from their lives, who probably weren't less busy than we were, but still they made time for knowledge and made that a priority. Knowledge of Islam. So many of the companions had to make tremendous sacrifices for the sake of Islam. Each one of us can also make some little sacrifices in our current lifestyle so that we can make room for seeking this knowledge of Islam and other beneficial knowledge. Many of the ahadith, as we know them today, came as a result of a question that a sahaba would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So asking questions removes ignorance and increases a person in knowledge. And of course, when you don't ask, you don't know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even tells this to us in Surah Nahl, ayah 43. So ask those who possess knowledge if you do not know. How simple is that? The companions would put their knowledge to practice, because every knowledge gained but not practiced is a waste. You don't score points for knowing the answer to the examination questions if you don't write them down when you're asked. So whenever the sahabas would learn something from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would put that knowledge into practice. So a seeker of knowledge should be willing and eager to put to practice what they have learned. So another beautiful Bukhari and Muslim hadith, Muawiyah reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "To whomever Allah wills goodness, He grants him understanding of the religion." May Allah make us of those. Ameen. So there are several du'as that we should make in order to get knowledge. One of them is from Ibn Majah hadith. It was narrated by Umm Salama that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed his morning salah, he would say, "O Allah, I ask you for knowledge that is of benefit, a good provision, and deeds that will be accepted." In conclusion, we have to gain beneficial knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Knowledge is light and ignorance is darkness. So we always need to be in pursuit of light, which helps us see the reality and the purpose of our existence clearly. We have to act on our knowledge, because knowledge without application is not beneficial. The more we know, we realize how less we really know. And this should humble us, inshallah. We have to be a student for life, where we are learning, revising, practicing, cleansing ourselves of sins, writing it down, teaching it to others, and encouraging others to study as well. ICNA sisters have a very holistic system of gaining knowledge at various levels, starting from introductory classes in various neighbor nets across North America, regular tarbiyah sessions, intensive Fahm al-Quran classes, and a full curriculum through ICNA Online Institute. They prepare you for life as an aware and practicing Muslimah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will end with what I started with. Rabbi zidni ilma. My Lord, increase me in knowledge. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. I will be back next week, inshallah, with another episode of this weekly Iman Booster series. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.